Joined by Jason Holtz, who is the head coach for the Southwest Valley Girls track squad. The 24-25 season is really upon us now, Coach. And let's talk about your roster. I see 11 athletes reported to practice. Talk about the experience. Talk about what's returning here for the Timberwolves this season.
Well, our biggest returner on the girls' side is senior Mackenzie Richards, who's our shot putter. Two-time state qualifier. We actually took her up to the indoor meet in Ames for the unofficial indoor state championships, and she got fifth there in Class 1A in the shot put. So great start to her season with a throw of 34 foot. So that's going to be a great start for her. We've got some juniors coming back, with Oakley Benj and Alyssa Pearson and Haley Randall, who have lots of experience for us. Oakley's a distance runner. Alyssa's a 400 hurdles, comes down and runs some short sprints for us. And then Haley Randall's a short sprinter with the ones and twos. And then some sophomores with Anison Poston, Heather Mendenhall, Taylor Stargell, Taylor Yates. That got a lot of experience last year as freshmen, that we're excited to see what they'll do in their sophomore season. And then we've got two newcomers that are out for their first time, senior Maddie Bevington, who's kind of going to fill in some spots and help us run a few relays, but, she's also, the number one girls tennis player. So yeah, we'll have to share her with girls tennis. And then Ray Helvey, who had an outstanding volleyball season, decided to come out. She's a sophomore, and she's going to try to high jump for us. So numbers aren't as great as we would like, but we got some good, hardworking girls there that we're excited for.
Coach, when you look at the team, and obviously with Richards in the shot put, she's going to score a lot of points for you. Where do you see the strengths on the track then with this roster?
Well, you know, Aniston is our number one sprinter as a sophomore, and she's just going to get better. So we're hoping, you know, that as the season goes on, and there'll be a lot of upperclassmen that she'll compete against, but we're hoping as the season goes on, she starts to climb up the finish pole or the finish podium in the ones and the twos and starts to score some points there. I'm really excited with those sophomore girls. They're 800 runners, Taylor, Heather, and then Oakley, the junior. Those four are going to be focusing on the 4x8, some, you know, 4x4, and we'll see how those two relays go. But with such a small roster, it's going to be difficult to, you know, fill every event, obviously. But we'll just have to pick some events as we go that we really feel focused on. One that we're also super excited about is Alyssa Pearson, our junior. Last year, about mid-season, I started having her run the 400 hurdles, and she made huge progress. And that's really been a focus for her in our first 3 weeks of practice. I've done a lot of hurdle work, so I'm excited to see what she can do in the 400 and the 400 hurdles.
Coach Holtz, when's your first outdoor competition then?
A week from Tuesday, we go down to Bedford for our first outdoor meet. All right. So that'll, and then, of course, we have a Thursday meet, I think, that same week in Griswold. So we got this week of practice and then two outdoor meets that first part of April.
First of April, April 1st is at Bedford to start things off. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the boys.
Boys' numbers are really up. We've got 26 boys that came out this year, so we're really super excited for that. A couple returning upperclassmen and juniors and seniors that we're super excited about. Our shuttle hurdle team, we took them up to that indoor meet, and they got sixth. All returners from last year. They had a chance last season to qualify for state, and one of them got hurt. Mm. And then we put in our number one alternate, and they got DQ'd at the district meet. But, you know, they were running really well at the end of the season, and they're all back. So we're super excited. We've got a senior, Riley Hartman, on that team, and then a pair of juniors in Wyatt Mendenhall and Gavin Wetzel, and then a sophomore, Walker Bissell. Those are our top four hurdlers. So we're super excited for that shuttle team. Wetzel is also a returning state qualifier in the high jump. We took him up to that indoor meet, and he got fifth in the high jump. So he's had a great start to the season. And then Wyatt Mendenhall, junior, he was the one that got hurt last year, about a week before the district meet. But at the time, he was top 12 in Class 1A in both the 400 and the 400-meter hurdles. So now as a junior, he's back, he's healthy, he's looking super strong. We're really excited to see what he can do in those two events. And then, we've got a ton of kids that are making a huge amount of progress. Some that we're really excited about. Brody Crozier is a sophomore. He went up and got 10th in the 60-meter dash up there at the indoor meets. Mm-hmm. Had a great first run for him as a sophomore. We've got a couple freshmen coming in. One of them, Wyatt Shires, jumped over 19 feet in eighth grade in the long jump. So we're really excited to get him some more coaching and fine-tune his technique and see what he can do now that he's in high school. And Uriah Westerhausen ran some really good 400s for us in eighth grade. So get him out on the track and have our upperclassman Wyatt push him a little bit. We might have two really great 400 runners. So a lot of promise with young kids. Like I said, 26 boys are out, and 17 of them are freshmen and sophomores. So if we can keep those young kids excited, we'll be super competitive on the boys' side for a couple of years.
No doubt about it. And it gives you some diversity and some depth to work with, Coach, this season then with that kind of roster.
It does. And that was one of our weaknesses the last couple seasons, is we just haven't had the distance runners. I think we only ran a 4x8 twice last season at all, just because we didn't have the kids. And we very rarely ran the 2 mile or the 1 mile. And, I've got a freshman boy that was made a lot of progress in cross country. So he's going to take on some of the 2 mile work for us. And then like five of those ninth graders are all wanting to run 800. So, we'll be able to fill that 4x8 team and see a lot of progress from them as they get stronger as the year goes on.
Excellent. Well, Coach, thank you very much. I appreciate your time here, and best of luck this season.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate the coverage that you help provide to Southwest Valley and other schools. So thank you.
You bet. We'll be talking to you here throughout the season as well. So have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.